number 1707 for Dorothy Somerville.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 31,980 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of Route 26, 200 feet westerly of Irons Lane, also known as Road 348. This application, and for the benefit of the commission, I've passed them down, is the applicant did submit a survey and site plan showing the existing improvements on the property and the related parking. We did receive two agency comments, again, from Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report and dated May 31st of 2011. We are advised that a traffic impact study is not recommended and that the current level of service E of Route 26 will not change as a result of this application. We also heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, again in the form of a memorandum and dated August 21st of 2011, and referencing that the site is located in the Beaver Dam planning area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the South Coast Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the current county currently plans to provide sewer service. When the county does provide sewer service, it is required that the on-site septic system be abandoned and a connection made to the central sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, ma'am. Would you please come forward and state your name and address for the record?
My name is Dorothy Somerville. I'm an antique dealer. I live in the house that I'm asking for the zone change. Half of it is an antique shop and half of it is my home. It's on Route 26 in Clarksville. And the reason why I want a zone change is the highway. While the highway has taken all the front of my house, which is changing, it's taken 34 feet of my front lawn, which comes up to almost to my steps, and it's going to change the look of my house to more commercial. And most of the property on 26 now, all of Millville is commercial, not commercial, business. And I just thought it's time for me to make a change. I've had this conditional use for 12 years. There's been no incidents. I have a nice reputation and a nice business, and I'd like the zone change.
And could you describe for us as part of your application what some of the other surrounding properties are currently being used for?
Across next to me is Axe. It's a secondhand store for the churches, and it's commercial, I guess. It's all hot top. That's mm-hmm. It's a commercial. Which right one? Next to me is Axe.
Axe.
Yeah. That's the thrift shop, right?
Mm-hmm. Thrift shop.
It's right next to me. And on the other side
is B1 Neighborhood Business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And across from me is Melody and Richard Hudson. They have Hudson General Store. They're commercial. On the other side of me, the house is empty. It was owned by Mr. Hudson. No relation to Melody and Richard. But he died this year. And auto repair is down the street, maybe four houses across from me down to the left. I don't know. I don't remember where anybody else.
You travel the road so much, you're not sure what's around you.
I'm no home.
What direction was the auto repair? Towards
when I face 26 is to the left. It's west.
West.
Okay. So that would be the old Fuzzy's garage that's
yeah,
now
old
the Vance Auto or.
And they said they were there 20. Parts. There's an article in the Wave today, and they said they were there 27 years. And I was sitting there, and I remember Fuzzy, and I don't remember them being there 27 years.
It's probably close.
It is. Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add to the record?
No, I think I said enough.
Okay. All right, well, stand, yep, come back, please, Mr. Bone. I mean, Mrs. Somerville.
Oh, you want me to come
yep,
up here?
Come back.
There'll be some questions.
Just in case the commissioners have some questions of you.
All right.
And Mrs. Somerville, we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Somerville. All right, I'm familiar with your store.
You are?
You're, certainly, yes. And you mentioned you've been operating at least a dozen years successfully.
About 12 years I've been
there. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. And I'm looking at this survey, and I believe I heard you say a couple of minutes ago, somewhere around roughly 34 feet of the road.
The town has taken 34 feet from the frontage.
34.
They've taken past my sign.
Okay.
Which is on there.
All right. Gentlemen, knowing that Mr. Johnson's our finance and numbers guy, if I'm looking at the data that we have correctly, this is roughly a 3/4 acre lot. If she's losing somewhere around 5,500 square feet to DelDOT, that's going to leave her with roughly about a little over a half acre. And I'm saying this not so much to you, but perhaps to Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott. If there were changes, let's say this change of zone were granted and Ms. Somerville decided to, you know, that the existing dwelling was not functional as a store, would she have to go through different things like soil conservation and all? Like right now she's got a lot of pervious surface gravel parking lots. Would that half acre piece, 26,000 square foot roughly, I figure, is that going to significantly impact what use she could use with us if she loses that dwelling?
It would limit the use if she wanted to build something new.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be, it would be based on the size of the improvements she makes and the parking required to go with it and meeting the stormwater criteria, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
We don't hold it against an applicant.
No.
If they lose right away from an agency.
No, sir. Right. But what I'm trying to do is think, because as we mentioned, when we do changes of zone and different categories, then it opens up a use of this delightful lady's using it now as antiques. And also I think you're buying and selling some gold and stuff. But I know down from there was Quillen's repair shop, and their property has been taken by eminent domain. The house was demolished.
Yes. I forgot to mention them.
Yep, they knocked the whole thing down, and Buddy's still working out of that little garage. But they relocated to the rear, just where they live. Their lawnmower shop's okay. Thank you for your feedback on that. You don't have to answer this, but I am curious. If you don't want to answer it, I understand. Have you already entered into a contract with DelDOT?
Yes.
So
I did.
And the price is agreed upon?
Well, you never agree on. I didn't like what I got, but I went to a lawyer, and he said that's the best you're going to do.
Okay.
You know,
fair answer.
What has happened, it's changed the impact on my house because I'm not going to have enough. I bought, when I heard DelDOT was buying, before Mr. Hudson died, which is my neighbor on the left, he sold me 30 feet in the back so that it would make my lot deeper.
Very nice.
Because I would have enough land.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that DelDOT was taking the front, so I bought 30 more feet in the back.
Yes.
But I realized with the impact, I'm not going to be able to sell it, and anybody's going to do anything. It's restricted the use of that land, meaning nobody's going to be able to tear down my house and build a house behind it because there's not enough square feet.
Understood.
But I thought, well, I'll go for the zoning.
Mm-hmm.
And just...
Yeah, that's...
Charles Cole told me to do this. I never thought of it.
Hmm.
So I was talking to him about them taking the land, and he said, what are you zoned? And I said, mm-hmm. I'm zoned conditional. He says, well, why don't you try it for business?
Mr.
I don't know
Cole?
Why. I don't know the difference. I'm going to do the same thing I've always done.
Mm-hmm. That was Mr. Cole, I believe he said.
Yeah, the one you know.
Yep. Well, yeah. Without see a difference. See, you sell antiques. He sells junk. So.
I didn't hear that.
I said you sell antiques and gold. He sells junk.
He's pretty good, though. He's been there longer than me.
Yeah.
Lucky you've been reappointed.
Hello.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been a delight.
That's all I have.
Is that it?
Thanks for making me repeat that twice. I got my left foot and my right foot in my mouth.
Don't go away yet, please, Ms. Somerville. Mr. Ross.
It only takes three votes, Rod, so you still have four left to destroy. The well, is that, is your fresh water service by this well that's on
the that? Well's going to be moved. The state is going to pay me to move the well. I already have a man that's going to do it. It has to be moved to the back.
And then you have central sewer.
I don't have central sewer. I have a septic tank. So the well is going to be way in the back. They've already figured that out. There's no sewerage on 26 where I am.
All righty. Okie dokie. I think you've been there quite some time. And the you mentioned a couple of the B1s. Shane, I don't know, you or Lawrence, one. I mean, some of the other businesses there, are they CU or are they mixture of B1 and CU?
No, it's a mix. You have, if you go down, we'll go back towards the west, towards Clarksville, where the church is, and you're coming back towards Millville, and you've got what we call historically Fuzzy Garage, but it's actually an Auto Plus.
Yeah, that's Goodyear.
That's commercial,
too,
right?
I couldn't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
They do auto repair, tires, and they sell auto parts. And then you got a gentleman that cuts wood, but I'm not sure that's not his home occupation, probably. And then you have Hudson's Antique Store, General Store, which is just off of 26.
That's
C1.
That's C1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy Garage site is also C1. And then you go, next thing I think on the north side of 26 is probably the package store. I don't think there's anything else in between. On the south side would be, recently the commission and council approved a conditional use for a boat storage. I don't think he's actually underway yet, but he's still got his under his time frame. And then you have, there was a conditional use approved almost next door, which I think was for the hospital. Wasn't that for Bayview? But they never built either. I think that's run out. Then you have the site, you have the B1 on the property next door, which is ACT. Then you have a small residential medium density subdivision. Then you get into the home occupation for Sabie's Pottery, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the 84 Lumber, the funeral home, and some more commercials. Commercial all the way down from then on. So she's probably a few hundred yards or so from where the commercial activity really starts.
Perfect.
But she's right next door to a B1
right.
for the thrift shop.
Okay. No further questions, Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Lank, anything else to add?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
Ma'am, you may take a seat now.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1707 for Dorothy Somerville? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1707 for Dorothy Somerville? Any questions or comments by the commission? If not, then I close the public hearing. And you too are welcome to spend the rest of your evening with us or go home and batten down the hatches.